The UN Security Council yesterday deplored the widespread violence in Kenya and urged political leaders to resolve the crisis over disputed elections through dialogue, negotiation, and compromise. The statement was the first response by the UN's most powerful body to the fighting that erupted after the December 27th presidential election.
More than 1,000 people have been killed in the country, once considered among the most stable in Africa, while the number of displaced persons has climbed above 300,000. Caritas spokesperson Patrick Nichols told us more about his organization's efforts to help those most affected by the nation's violence.
On the ground, our partners, Caritas Kenya, are reporting insecurity, problems delivering relief, especially with transportation and trucking companies refusing to take food aid from Nairobi to the areas that are affected, which obviously is a huge problem for us. So we're having to use our own Caritas diocesan trucks where available and getting the police to escort us in and out of places, which isn't really ideal. In terms of the situation on the ground, there's some worry over nutrition and malnutrition rates rising in the camps, with reported severely malnourished children in some of them. The figures aren't that high at the moment, but it's a worrying trend that we're keeping our eye on.